Hello, and thanks for joining us on the Christian Celebration Center podcast. Our prayer is that this audio will encourage you in Christ and challenge you from God's Word. Enjoy the message.
Thank you, Pastor Keith. I just got to say, it is truly an honor to serve on staff here at CCC. And I got to ask, where are my Power Plant kids at this morning? If you're a kid who's usually with me in Power Plant, I'm going to count to three, and then I want to hear you shout really loud so I know where you are. You ready? Let's see if you can do better than the 9 a.m. One, two, three. Oh, there we go. Okay, I just got to make sure you're in here. Yes, those are our kids right there. Let me tell you this, God has been doing some amazing things in our kids' ministry. And I love getting to December and being able to look back and see God's hand at work. Both our preschoolers and our elementary kids give money to something called Boys and Girls Missionary Challenge, BGMC. And at the end of this month, are you ready for this? They will have given a little over $15,000 to missions. Now, every summer, our parents and our kids get so excited for kids' camp. This last camp, we had 120 kids show up and over 100 volunteers come, and God did some amazing things. Some of you were part of our fall festival that we had just a couple months ago, and we brought in a game show type ministry called Family Blitz. We were able to give away over a case and a half of Bibles to kids and some young teens who has accepted Christ for the very first time. You might not know this, but we have a total of 159 Dream Team members who serve in our Celebration Kids ministry. Some serve on Sunday mornings. They serve in the nursery or the preschool area or the elementary area. They serve in the small needs ministry. And some are on our First Impressions team. We have others who serve on Wednesday nights. Some serve in Club 4-5 with fourth and fifth graders. And then there's even others who help train and minister to students grades 6 through 11th in a program called Special Forces. This morning alone, we'll have between 36 and 40 volunteers that will be serving between both the 9 and 11 a.m. service. And usually when power plants up and running, there's about 60. As you can see, it takes a lot of people who have a heart for kids to keep this ministry going. And the volunteers are truly a dream team to me. They're faithful to serve, and they care about helping kids become lifelong followers of Christ. So here's what I need from all the parents in here. If you're a parent of a child in our ministry, when you go pick up your kids, whether it's today or next Sunday, I want you to thank the volunteers who are serving in that classroom with your kids. I know that they would really appreciate it. So I got to ask this question. How many of you are excited for Christmas? Anyone? Okay. I'm asking because I am, okay? See, David and I, we got to celebrate Christmas yesterday with his family, and our son Brayden was a little confused as to why we got to open some presents, but then the other presents we didn't get to open stayed under the tree. He didn't quite understand that, and so he'll understand on Christmas Day when we get to celebrate with my family. But if you're like me, I love Christmas because you don't just celebrate Christmas one day. You get to celebrate Christmas all month long. It's amazing. See, you know it's really time to celebrate Christmas when you're in your car and you're driving through your neighborhood and you start seeing all of these amazing Christmas lights and these awesome displays. And you guys know there's always that one house that goes a little bit overboard. Just so you know, this is not my house, okay? But David and I, we were really excited to put up Christmas decorations this year. We finally own a home, and so I got all these decorations, and we realized that there's some things that we will not be putting up in the future. Like those light-up candy canes. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but when I saw them in the store, I'm thinking, this is going to be so awesome. And so I'm telling David, hey, guess what? I'm going to line the walkway with all these candy canes, and people are going to come up and be like, oh my gosh, this is so cute. Look at all those, okay? And so I get them out, and I've got them spaced out how I want them, and then I realize that the cord on the candy canes is not the spacing I want. It's like the cord's actually probably more like this long. You really can't space them out that far unless you have a bazillion extension cords. And so the spot I chose in our house, I thought it was going to be great. And so I start like, okay, that's okay. We're going to put these babies in the ground. We're going to get them going. It's going to be awesome. And I broke about four stakes in the process. I'm like, whew, who invented these things? And so I told them, I was like, they look great right now when they're lit up. When they're not, it just looks like a cluster of candy canes. Like, I didn't know what I was doing. And so I said, next year we'll have to find something else. But oh my goodness. There's another thing that happens all month long. Every single store that you go in is playing Christmas music. Some of them start before Thanksgiving. In my opinion, that's a little bit early. Like, let's get through Turkey Day, and then you can start with your Christmas music. And then there's Christmas parties. How many of you have already been invited to or already attended at least one or more Christmas parties? See, this is what I'm talking about. This whole month, it's all about Christmas, which is awesome. We get to spend time with our family and our friends, and we get to eat delicious food, which is the reason that none of us can keep our healthy diets. And when New Year's comes, we're all going to have to make New Year's resolutions to get back on the diet again. You know? Either way, Christmas is so exciting. And maybe it was the excitement of Christmas that led me to the passage that I'll speak on this morning. I started thinking about how so many of us, we get caught up in the excitement of Christmas that we miss the beauty of what it's really all about. Yeah, we know it's about the birth of Jesus, and we recognize that, but do we truly stop to think about this amazing gift that God gave us? If you have your Bible this morning, go ahead and get it out and turn with me to the book of Luke, chapter 2. Verses 1 through 20 are probably very familiar to most of you. It's the Christmas story, and we're not going to have time to read all of it today. So we're going to focus on verses 8 through 12. But before I do, let's pray. Lord, we just thank you so much for who you are. God, I thank you for your word. I thank you for this holiday season. I thank you for Christmas and the birth of your son. I pray this morning as we look through this passage that your words would just come alive off the page, God. I pray that they would pierce our hearts, and that we would not only be excited for Christmas, spending time with family and friends in the presence, but we would be excited for what you did that day. Pray this in your name. Amen. Before we get to the passage, I'm just wondering, have any of you wondered what it was like for Mary and Joseph when Jesus was born? See, here you have Mary, this young girl, and she's in labor. And the only place that's available for her is a place that's usually occupied by animals. I imagine it was probably smelly, and it was probably uncomfortable, not that giving birth is super comfortable anyway. And I wonder if they made the animals all leave when it came time for Jesus to be born. I imagine that even without the animals there, it probably wasn't a silent night like the song would suggest. See, even though we weren't there and we can only speculate how that time might have been, there's one thing that I know for sure. One of the most beautiful and profound things that I have ever experienced in my life is the birth of my two sons. And I have to guess that Mary and Joseph felt the exact same way. After all the pain of childbirth was over and Mary was finally able to hold her son in her arms and to stare down at his beautiful face. Then she took the cloths and she laid him on it and she wrapped him up all snug and tight. And there's one thing I know to be true from my own experience with my two boys. Once I get them swaddled up in their blankets, there they are, they usually calm down. Even if they're screaming and crazy, they calm down. And they start to drift off to dreamland. So here we have Mary with a possibly sleeping baby Jesus. And all of a sudden she's looking around for a place to lay him. And what does she find? A manger. An animal feeding trough. And this is the spot that she decides to lay this new bundle of joy that she has. This brings us to the passage that we'll look at today. Luke 2 verse 8. Here's what it says. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Now, there were a few things that stuck out to me in this passage, but there's one that I want to share this morning that I feel will really impact us during this Christmas season, and it's found in verse 12. "This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger." See, right before this passage, the angel appears and tells the shepherds that the Savior, who is the Messiah, was born that day. And then the angel goes on to tell them that there's going to be a sign so that they will know exactly who he is. Maybe there were other babies that were born at the same time Jesus was, which is why the shepherds needed a sign. Maybe when they came to Bethlehem, they started visiting other places until they finally came to a spot where they saw Jesus, who was not only wrapped in cloth, but was the only baby that was lying in a manger. The more I thought about this, the more I thought about how awesome God's timing is. See, in order for the shepherds to know that this baby they found was indeed Jesus, he needed to not only be wrapped up, but he also needed to be lying in a manger. What if Mary would have been changing his diaper? What if he'd gotten hungry right at the moment when the shepherds were supposed to come see him and she had to take him and go feed him? Or what if he was crying and all she wanted to do was just snuggle him and cuddle him and hold him? See, Mary or Joseph, they both could have been holding Jesus, but they weren't. When the shepherds came, he was wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger, just like the angel said, because this was the sign that the shepherds needed in order to know that he was the one. The baby being wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger, was a sign that the prophecies of the coming Messiah were being fulfilled. And Jesus came not only as a sign to the shepherds back then, but he came as a sign for us today. He came as a sign for you, a sign that God is faithful. He was faithful then to fulfill the promise of the coming Savior, and he's faithful today. He's faithful to do what he said he would do, to fulfill his promises. Hebrews 10:23 says this, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful." Maybe you came in today and you're facing a difficult report from a doctor. Maybe your marriage isn't quite what you want it to be. Maybe you're having a difficult family situation or some difficulty in your finances, or maybe your car was just a little bit too cold on your way to church this morning. No matter what you're facing, I want you to know this: God is faithful. He will heal, he will protect, he will provide, he will lead, he will restore. He's the Savior, he's the Messiah, and he's the King. So as we celebrate Christmas this year, let's remember Jesus that night. Let's focus on God's faithfulness in every area of our lives, even the areas where it seems like he's forgotten. Let Jesus be a sign to you that God is real, that God is true, and that God is in control.
Thank you for listening. You know, we believe God has something amazing in store for you today. And now is the perfect time to take a few moments and pray about what you just heard. If this message spoke to you, we would love to hear about it. Send us an email to office@cccmidland.com or connect with us on your favorite social media @cccmidland.